Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, new research highlights strong public backing for the EU in Ireland. But while a massive 82% of Irish people do want to remain members, the EU poll 2025 also reveals that 43% of us feel our voices aren't heard in Brussels. We're joined now by CEO of European Movement Ireland, Noel O'Connell. Noel, you're welcome. Can you tell me about the survey and how it was carried out?
Yeah, so this, Sarah, is the 12th year of the annual European Movement Ireland EU poll, where we really want to ask people in Ireland their views on a huge range of EU-related issues. And it's the third year, actually, we've included Northern Ireland. So it's the only Island of Ireland poll that looks across the whole island at how people feel on a range of EU issues, whether that's membership, how they feel the EU is performing in terms of traditional areas of competence such as trade, and also an increasing focus on defence and security cooperation, amongst many other things. So 1,200 people in each jurisdiction online asked for their views and their perspectives. And this year, we've really done a deep dive on a number of different issues. And it's thrown up some hugely important findings that I think highlight the importance of Ireland's ongoing relationship and our the engagement that we have to continually do to ensure our role and our influence and our voices heard at a European level.
So talk me through some of those findings then. What stands out to you?
Well, obviously, as you mentioned in your opening remarks, 82% is incredibly high level of support, which is something we really, really welcome. It is the lowest in over a decade. So that is something that we would hope that trajectory would be arrested in future years of polling and sampling. But the one area of concern that we looked at was people feeling as well that the EU was moving in the right direction. And that was just under half of the people polled at 47%. Feeling that the EU is moving in the right direction. But as we mark 75 years tomorrow of the Schuman Declaration, Europe Day itself, the foundation of the European Union, issues like unity and cooperation and economic benefits and the stability and security that the EU provides were all cited in the Republic as the top areas people felt that the EU was performing strongly in, which is very, very welcome. So, but there is still room for improvement.
Why is there that decline and how does it compare to the last time you polled?
Yeah, so the you know, broadly consistent. I mean, last year's findings saw 84%, so a 2% decline in terms of our support is roughly within the margin of error. A strong focus on the EU performance in terms of trade. But we are seeing an increasing rise in focus and concern about a variety of issues, whether that's domestic, such as the cost of living. Just over half the people cited that as the issue of most concern for them at an EU level in Ireland at 56%. And in Northern Ireland, 52% cited the EU's response to the Israel-Palestine conflict as the issue of most concern. But other issues that people raised were the areas of migration, the retrenchment, as we have seen, Sarah, in the EU-US transatlantic relationship, and I know you were discussing that with your previous speaker as well. That obviously is a top focus of concern at 44%. But one consistent finding that we've seen right across our plus 12 years of polling on this is the value that people place in how strongly, in terms of trade and economic benefits, that the EU performs and the support it provides for Ireland. And I think this sometimes kind of can be taken for granted, but we shouldn't afford to lose sight of the fact that our membership of the EU affords us access to the largest single market in the world of over 450 million consumers.
All right, it's very interesting, Noel, and thank you for joining us. That's Noel O'Connell, CEO of European Movement Ireland.